surge or a spike, those are very quickly. I'm not going to notice that. I'm not staring at my meter the whole time. So there's other stuff for that. If you get worried about that level, we'll talk about that on another show. I'm researching that part of it. But this is a nice, simple thing that everybody can grab and have handy. P3 International kilowatt meter. The one I'm looking at is P4400 kilowatt meter. And like it's $1,784 at Amazon right now. So the issue that I had in Graceland was the voltage was dropping too low. I had already turned off all the electrical items that I could to keep my air conditioner going, but it was still too low for my comfort. So I was researching what if anything can be done. And turns out there's a device that's called an autoformer. And there's a company out there that makes them, and I'm working with them already. I don't have one yet. They're going to send me one here soon. And I can do a lot more research on it. Hopefully maybe even get them on the show and talk about it. But what this does, this is a Hughes autoformer. Their website is Autoformers Direct. And theirs is kind of a smart device in that it will monitor the campground voltage. You plug, it's a kind of a heavy box too. Mm-hmm. If you think about what's in there, it's got to be to handle 30 amp service, and they have a 50 amp one too. But it's like a big box. You plug it into the campground. You plug your trailer into it, so it's kind of in the middle.
It's probably like a Univolt.
Yeah.
That except big? Doing something different, but yeah. That big and heavy.
Yeah, big
and noisy, probably.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm sure it's like a big, giant, heavy transformer. But it monitors the voltage from the RV park, and once it hits certain set levels, then it will kick in. And what it does is it'll raise the voltage out of it. So if it sees, for instance, the voltage dropping to below 116 volts, mm-hmm. it might kick the output voltage up by 2%. If it sees the voltage dropping below 110 volts, it might raise it 10%. You know, so.
Well, maybe what you should do is just connect this onto your 12 volt battery, and you can make AC voltage with it.
No, that would probably pull the warranty, and it might hurt me. No, this isn't for that. But so anyway, yeah, this will actively monitor the incoming power from the trailer park, adjust the output voltage going to your trailer, keeping the trailer voltage in that happy range, making your refrigerator happier, your microwave happier, and most of all your air conditioner happier, so they're not having to draw so much current to make up for the voltage loss at the campground. And that makes things run cooler. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. It's a Hughes autoformer. Like I said, they're sending me one. When I get it, I'll check it out and see what I think. I'll report back here. And if it does what it sounds like it does, that will take care of one of the issues I had. And then maybe in the next show or two, we'll talk about some other issues I had and how I took care of them. So
it's amazing what travel can present issues, and you get through a learning curve again.
Exactly. Yeah. Just like with the air conditioner.
That's right.
Now we all know about hard start kits, right?
Right, and you never would have known how much you could have saved by unplugging the fridge had you not gone away for an actual full billing cycle.
Yes, that is true. That is exactly.
So this has been quite an educational experience for you.
Yes, sir, it has. So let's go ahead and get into some questions. I know everybody's probably sick of hearing about my trip. We have a few questions here from Nancy Phillips, and she has a 63 Globetrotter, and she wrote in here that we are starting to pick away at the punch list, doing things to do or to buy for the trailer. We found a 19-foot trailer to be fairly stable and parked.